I think the main message there is the government is doing its very best to address mental health issues nationally. So I think the whole nation was traumatized by Ebola. And I think what the government is trying to do is to build institutional capacity and capabilities to be able to respond to that need. But the need far surpasses what the government could do on its own. And so we're looking at private partners and philanthropic organizations, international partners to join with us and really have just a massive engagement around mental health in the country. I think the Ebola survivors are a special case because the trauma associated with that was so profound. And we have to look for ways to be able to address their needs. We have over 4,000 registered survivors here in Sierra Leone. We're looking for opportunities to be able to provide a broad range of services for them, including mental health services. But right now, the resources are fairly limited, and the facilities we have mostly is in Freetown area. And the workforce that's required for national coverage is much bigger than we could provide right now. But we're looking to make sure that we could change that narrative in Sierra Leone by both government investment as well as international partner support.
Across the border in Liberia, one of my reporters was looking at a report about people with handicap, and similar thing came up where they think that the government does not pay attention to their problems. Same thing this report is saying about insufficient government spending to pay attention to people with mental health.
About 3-4 years ago, the government investment in the health sector was about 7% of GDP. The government has dramatically increased that to about close to 12% of GDP. The government puts a premium on human capacity development, covering a broad range of making everybody be their true full potential. And this includes handicapped Sierra Leoneans, this includes Ebola survivors, this includes school children and the general community. So I think the government is doing a lot, but the need is so huge, the need is so great that we will encourage, we'll solicit, we'll ask for as much additional help as we can to supplement what the government is doing, to be able to expand services beyond Kisii Psychiatric Hospital that we have to cover a national program. We're also expanding the technical skills that we have around psychiatric management. We're actually launching very soon a residency program so you could attract doctors with real expertise in psychiatry to be involved in this space as we look to expand services across the board. But as I said before, the need is much, much greater than what we could afford. And I think getting additional help, getting some partnerships of interested parties will go a long way towards us satisfying the needs for all of the subgroups that have mental health issues.
Minister, you've been very kind. Thank you very much. It's so nice to talk with you.
My pleasure, sir.